I worked for years picking up train wrecks. We had our own wrecker that picked up these drains. We had a wrecking crew. There was 11 men assigned to it. Had a big derrick. We had the derrick operator. We had the fireman that fired this thing because it was steam operated, but it was butane gas that heated the water that created the steam. But we had to have a man assigned to that. We had a cook and a cook's helper because we took our dining car with us, our kitchen and dining car with us. We had our bunk cars. We slept on our own equipment. We had shower stalls, everything on there. And we'd go out and stay. Well, I guess the longest we stayed was one time we went to Oklahoma, just this side of McAllister, the other side of Wilburton in between there. Close, right in around Heavener, Oklahoma. Stayed 9 days picking up a wreck. It was a bad one. And it was these big jumbo tank cars. And they were loaded with gases and so forth.
Oh.
So it had to be done right.
Yeah, hazardous material.
That's right.
Yeah.
We stayed out there about a week and a half. And was tied up every night at Wilburton. That's where Oklahoma State, East Oklahoma State University is, a little town of Wilburton. And that's where we tied up every night, went to siding there. First thing you do on a wreck, get to a train wreck, first thing you do is clear the main line. You just roll everything off of the right of way. You don't care where it goes, you just roll it off up through there. And then the section crew comes in and they rebuild the main line. That's to get to open that line up so these trains can start moving again. So then you have to do your work of picking up everything that's on the ground. You have to do your work around the schedule of these freight trains coming through. So we would work 2 or 3 hours, 4 hours, then have to get in siding somewhere to let 2 or 3 trains through. They tried to group the trains, try to get them out of the train yards like Little Rock and Oklahoma City or El Reno, Oklahoma, somewhere, put them together so that they would get them there like 15, 20 minutes apart sometimes, you know. And they would come through, and then we'd get back in there and go back to work, and maybe get to work 6 hours or whatever the case might be, you know. But we'd work from daylight till dark.
Sure, hard
buddy,
work.
Buddy, that is hard work. I mean, that is hard work. I seen trying to roll these tank cars back up to the roadbed where we could get a hold of them and pick them up. We had some Caterpillars out there. And we had 1 1/8 cable that we would put around these cars and to roll them, you know. And these Caterpillars would pull them, one on each end. I walked up one day and hit my fingers like at one of those cables, and it was just as tight as any piano wire you ever saw anywhere. I mean, it was something else. One of the things was to break and cut you in two if it hit you. That's no joke.